Police Academy is your source for the no apologies, no spin truth about all things police. Discussions about why cops do what they do, avoiding speeding tickets, or just how to stay alive can all be found right here. No questions out of bounds, no topic too sensitive. This is Police Academy. Do you understand
the words that are coming out of my mouth? What we're dealing with here, littering air, is a complete lack of respect for the law.
And smoking the reefer.
Call the dust pop.
We live in a society of laws.
Dust pop?
Yeah. No, that's not real.
This thing of weed.
Takes one solid weekend of training to get that bag.
Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome back to the Police Academy podcast. This is our first, I think, ever exclusive traffic tip of the day episode. So I'm only doing a traffic tip today, but it's such an important one, or one that I'm really excited about at least, that I think it deserves its own episode so that nobody misses it. This little handy piece of technology, I just started using it, and it is amazing. I mean, this is going to keep you out of trouble, whether it's a speeding ticket or, more importantly, a traffic accident. This, it's an app, is powerful. So I want to talk about that today. But before we get to that, I must remind you that you definitely should subscribe to Audible if you haven't done that yet. If you like listening to this show, then you like to learn, and Audible is a great place to do that. I love reading, but don't have time to do it. And Audible has over 180,000 different titles to choose from, and I'll recommend a couple. I recommended this one before. It's called Black Rednecks and White Liberals. It's an amazing book that will change your understanding with facts of our history as a country and as the human race. Now, the other one that I'm listening to right now is a bit lengthy. I think it's around 20 hours long, but it's The Guns of August. Now, it has nothing to do with police work, but I have to recommend it because I am in World War I mode right now. I am like dreaming about these battles and circumstances that all went into the creation of what became World War I. And if you like history and you haven't read Guns of August, which was a very influential book and still is, it's an amazing audiobook. So feel free to go check those out at audibletrial.com/policeacademypodcast. They were Black Rednecks and White Liberals by Thomas Sowell and The Guns of August. Enjoy the show. All right, to start this one off, I think we must play the traffic tip of the day signal.
Let him go, Lou. Someone going that fast has no time for a ticket.
That's right. Someone going that fast, like you or me, has no time for a ticket, because obviously we're running late. And this little piece of technology will keep you from potentially getting that ticket, or worse. You know, the thing that I love about this little app is that not only will it warn you ahead of time of speed traps, but it also warns you of changing road conditions. You know, debris in the road, car on the shoulder, car in the road, whatever it is. Before you get to it, it sends you an alert and says, hey, watch out. There's something up ahead of you that you need to pay attention to. So this little app is called Waze, W-A-Z-E, and there may be others out there that do similar things, I don't know, but this one so far has worked pretty well for me. Now, I must say, I am not in contact with the owner of this app. I'm not making any money from this. This is just for you guys. It's something I found that works. I mean, it's free. It's a free app, and it'll save you, what, $300-$500 on a radar detector. And it's actually better. So here's the deal. You get this app. It's just like your map app. If you have an iPhone or Google Maps, whatever, right? You put in an address, it tells you how to get there. It's a GPS app. The difference is, and this is kind of their shtick, is that it's supposed to be as real time as possible when it comes to road conditions. And it does this by allowing other users to drop markers on the map as they travel where they've run into issues, whether it's, you know, a speed trap. They can drop a little marker that says police, and then you can say if they're visible, hidden, or on the other side of the road. You can drop markers for road hazards, like I mentioned before, whether it's on the road, on the shoulder, a weather hazard. Oh, I didn't see that one before. So you can mark that there's heavy fog, hail, flood, or the road's icy. I mean, think about that. If you live in a northern climate, that's handy. Now, it all depends on other people having the app. So the one caution I have, if you do download this Waze app and become a Wazer, as they call them, is you have to realize that it only works if people ahead of you are using it and contributing. So, for example, when I drove to Des Moines and then Kansas City and back to Omaha the other day, pretty much every car on the shoulder, every police trap, every truck tire in the road came up as an alert before I got to it. And when you come up on alerts, you can give it a thumbs up to say, yep, it's still there. Thanks for the heads up. Or you can tell the app that the hazard is no longer there. So every hazard I came across had an alert there already and several thumbs up. So I knew there were 3 or 4 or 5 Wazers ahead of me clearing the way, so to speak. You know, they were giving me the advanced warning of these issues. But I also drove to Des Moines the other day on a separate trip and did not have as much luck having everything marked, although the only speed trap that I went by was marked. So there were Wazers ahead of me using the app that weren't marking, you know, cars on the shoulder and stuff that isn't as hazardous, but they cared enough to mark police traps. So I appreciated that. The other caveat I must throw in here is that you just got to be careful, because if you're marking things on the road, you're looking at your phone, dropping a marker saying, you know, hazard, it's on the shoulder, whatever. So it takes your eyes off the road a little bit. You have to be responsible. I mean, don't do it if it's not safe, and, you know, do it in chunks. Don't sit there and stare at your screen for 10 seconds straight. Keep checking the road if you're going to do this. But I think it's a really valuable app, and especially for the hazards in the road. I mean, knowing that a huge pothole's coming up, a chunk of tire, a deer, a couch, some ice, a flooded road, whatever it is, that is extremely valuable and honestly will save people's lives. So I highly recommend this app. It's called Waze, W-A-Z-E. It'll keep you out of a wreck, and it will keep you from getting that nasty speeding ticket. And I mentioned that it's better than a radar detector earlier, because in a lot of ways it is. Now, again, it depends on other people ahead of you using the app and marking speed traps. But here's the thing. A radar detector only works when the officer clocking you is using radar. If they're using a laser, you're not going to know, and you're going to get that ticket. Now, secondly, it only works when the officer's radar is on, and good officers will travel with it off until they see a car that is clearly speeding, and then they flip it on. Your radar detector unit goes crazy, and it's too late because he's already got you locked in and is determined to ruin your day. So this Waze app is much better because it doesn't matter which technology the officers are using to track your speed. It only matters that people ahead of you saw that there's a speed trap and marked it. And one of the traps that was marked was a hidden trap. And most people aren't going to see that speed trap until it's too late. You know, a cruiser sitting up on an on-ramp where you can't see it, someone else is running laser or radar in a hidden location, you don't know it's there until they're behind you with their lights on. And it was marked. So it has some huge advantages over the traditional radar detector type systems, and it's free. So if you're traveling a lot or you have a decent commute every day, whatever it is, why not? It very well could keep you from getting into that serious accident and might prevent you from having a little impromptu meeting with Mr. Smokey. All right, that's a wrap for this one, ladies and gents. I told you it'd be short. Just wanted to get that little tip to you because, man, it is so helpful. And again, I'm not making any money off these guys. I'll put a link to the app in the show notes, but it's an amazing little tool. Something that for a long time I've been saying, someone needs to make an app where you can mark speed traps and you can, you know, communicate to drivers behind you what's going on. And I don't know how long this one's been around, but here it is. I'm super excited for it. I hope you guys make good use of it. Let me know if you try it out and you like it, or you've already been a Wazer for a while. Let me know if it works for you, if it helps you out or keeps you out of trouble, or if you get a ticket anyways and you want to yell at me, that's fine too. I'm okay with that. You can reach me at policeacademypodcast@gmail.com. or on Twitter or Facebook or the intranet at large. You guys know how to get hold of me. I'll see you next time. As always, do good, be strong, fear nothing.